saudade quando dói no peito.
Good morning, Anandi.
Good morning, Renu. Monos.
So it's nice to see you after so many years. Tell us a little bit, Anandi, where are you from originally?
I'm from Buenos Aires, Argentina. And the end of the world, like the Pope say. I'm the Pope from the end of the world. Uh-huh. I'm the Rovilian from there. And the center is the center of the end of the world.
And you've been involved in Oroville for a long time. You were here in the early days. When, did you come in 75?
75, yeah. I was not in the early days. I think that I couldn't copy it. But in the later 70s, yeah.
So you came in the later 70s?
Yeah,
And you lived in the camp, I think?
I live in it's very interesting because I didn't know the difference of the ashram and Oroville because I didn't come for any spiritual thing. I put God in the university. I didn't disguise God anymore. I came for the different society. And I find myself going to the flowers room to take flowers in Pondi, and I came into the school. And Vina was holidays, December, and Vina was working with preparing material for the kids. And I say, I love this. And I started working in the ashram school, preparing the sensorial games. I saw that I was in Oroville. I didn't know. And you know what, Reno? Mm. If I had come in that time to an aspiration, they were burning the books. I would run away in 2 days and say, this is sect. I wouldn't understand at the moment. Yeah, mm. It was perfect.
So
and
you
these
got
2 years in the ashram for me was really... I need this place.
So you worked in education in the ashram,
yeah,
and then you came to Oroville.
After I came to Oroville.
And you also worked in education
exactly,
in Oroville. You were in the kindergarten, if I remember.
No, the kindergarten didn't exist. The only place was the central school. That is the kindergarten now.
Yeah.
No, we have one room for everyone. Mm. Only, what's the name of the Popo wife?
Helga.
Helga. She was with the little ones in one little room. And we have one room for all of the rest. And after I might build a creative expression room.
Okay, and you've always been involved in creative expression
exactly.
And children. So tell us a little bit about that.
In Oroville or before?
In Oroville.
In Oroville is because I have a big frustration for the education in Argentina. When I wanted to make a different drawing, the teacher was...
tearing them.
Yeah, and say, that's not the same thing that you are looking there. I wanted to sing... No, you are not first, second, or third. And I say, I knew that I was going to be a teacher. And I said to myself, when I'm going to be a teacher, my kids are going to sing, to dance, to write, everything. They didn't stop me writing that I started when I was 11 because they didn't know. If not, they should say, why do you do this rubbish, no? Yeah? And I'm going on writing poems because nobody saw it at this time. Huh? Hmm. It's terrible. And I did, like, you know, you were my student. I did always that. And I'm not going to stop.
And so then you left Oroville for a while. Did you have to look after your mother? Or?
Yeah. Okay. What happened is, it's very interesting. We talk a lot about magic money. And it's always like that for me. I was in pocket money. I was living in the Matrimandir camp. I mean, I always work in education and in the Matrimandir building. That was my two very things before leaving. I was feeling that some, like now for going to South America again, it kind of pushing to go back to Argentina. Mentally it was like, well, not only my mother and my father, the only child, my two aunts, all immigrants from Spain, they didn't have children also. And it was the kind of, I mean, they're getting old, no?
Mm.
And I said, a doubt, no? I think that I have to come back. It was very powerful. But, I mean, impossible to think over. I was in pocket money. I think that was 74 rupees a week, no? For going to take a coffee, the Indian coffee. And one evening, I remember that mother said to the kids in the school, if you need an answer, when you go bed, you make a question very neat, and in the morning, you listen what's the first thing that you get. And I remember, no, from my bed, I was looking at the Matrimandir from the camp, and I said, well, mother, if you want me to go there, I cannot go with the pocket money. Could you say me how? And I went to sleep. And when I wake up, I didn't remember anymore. I was embassy. I went to work, Monday, Monday. And when I came back home, I said, embassy. I said, well, stop, sit in 10 minutes, and try to, because I couldn't get any connection. What does it mean, embassy? And suddenly in the evening, we South American were quite funny people. I was in Paris living. There I knew about the Oroville and all that. And all these Argentines, South American in general, very funny, you know. Well, you do your business, and after, if you don't have more money, you write to the embassy. Because in Argentina, it's a law that they have to bring you home. And I tell you something, Reno, I said, is that mother? Is that? 2 or 3 days later, I write a letter to the embassy because it was going on, embassy. I send a letter. We didn't have any stamp about our, nothing. A letter saying my situation clearly. I mean, so many years here, voluntary work, I don't have any money, and my family is getting older, I'm the only young people there. And I said, I really forgot. One day somebody, you know, we got the letters in the kitchen. Hey, it's a big envelope for you in the kitchen. For me, I went, and impressive. Because, yeah, you know what? It was the start of the democracy. Mm-hmm. And what happened, it was a law to bring back the people that had left the country. Oh. I was remembering my mother, because my mother always said, you are like a, what is this thing in the roof?
Fan.
For the wind? No.
Fan, ventilator.
No, in the terrace. To show the north and the south.
Oh, weather vane, yeah. The compass.
The mother of the mother also says this to the mother. Huh. You are never going to be no one because you go with the wind. Huh. And I say, if my mother reads that, it was a kind of, to come back home was the ticket, of course, till your house. You could bring, people has houses, no? You could bring, not the car, everything that you have, all free. I tell you, I was reading, I said, that's not possible. And what else was, arriving there, $3,000 to start a work or a business, $3,000 to have a house. I tell you, Frank, I was going to say, that's not possible, no? And I sent a letter, right, because they, at the last page say, people from political reasons going out and genius. I say, I'm very sorry. I write to you again. I give my background, but I didn't go out from, although I was not happy, I didn't go out from political reasons, no? And I'm not a genius. And the secretary, they're horrible Argentine secretaries all over the world. This was my guardian angel. And he sent a letter to me saying, yes, for us, you are a genius. There are people that are good for the country. I mean, not anyone that went like that, and that's nothing in the world. You are a teacher, you have done some books, I told him. And, but he told me, they are not more these $3,000, because all was finished. And also people are not very happy, because some people came like that, and after they went away, because they were not happy in the country. And it was inside the envelope, one letter direct from Buenos Aires. Then when I start reading that, I say, I'm not going. Because the lady was, say to Mrs. Fernandez, if she has not job here, if she has not house to stay, don't come back. Because we are fed up of people. I was reading that, looking at the matrimony, I said, I'm not going back to that country. It was a ticket from Belgium, ONG, only the ticket, $100 arriving for a health thing, and $100 for a trip till Delhi. But I never would write to the Belgian people, because when I read that letter, for me was an answer that I was very well here. But he did. When I turned the letter, I got a ticket, because he wrote. I never would write. You know how mother works?
Yeah.
And the people sometimes don't trust here and put the money in the bank. I don't have any money anywhere. How I'm here? How I came back after the break of the country? How I'm going now there? You understand? Mm. But if we want to have a little money in the bank, I meant money make money, Okay, do it. You don't get the big thing. The ticket, look at this. She did, so, for me, was amazing. Because if I go now back to the country, I take the cheapest ticket in the world. And I have a friend coming regularly from France. We make friends here. I start the first little office in the Matrimandir, and I did once a week the turn. And she did with me once, and we got friends. And because the husband was in Air France, she came every year to me just to have 1 or 2 weeks in the in Oroville. And she told me, when I didn't think at all of coming back to Argentina, if one day you come back, you have to be one day with me in Paris, see the place. She was a Hatha Yoga teacher. Know my kids and see the place. I was laughing. I said, look, girl, if I go back, I'm going to be through the Emirates, Arab Emirates, or through Russian, me from Paris. Are you okay? Tell me what was my ticket. Mother only can arrange this for me. I arrived in Paris, Air France ticket. How much money was that? No $1,000, no $2,000. Normal ticket. Paris, 5:30 in the morning. My friend was the car looking for me. Aerolíneas Argentina, look, so many years, this is Aerolíneas Argentina, 6 in the afternoon, she brought me back. And I knew the house and the kids and everything.
Wow. You understand? So you got to do everything.
But I so never now could do that. And now it's the same situation.
And now it's the same situation. You have a ticket, I suppose?
Well, they make very wrong when I came, you know that. They put me newcomer. Took me 2 years and a half to become returning Orovillian. Sometimes I was cross. I'm going to ask them to.
But weren't you working in the AVI for?
I was a newcomer. I was outside Oroville. Well, took me after they accept. But because of that, you know, also the wrong things are part of the magic play. I was very cross. But when I arrived, because I knew that I had to come back, I put the $2,000 to go outside. Look, I was working in Argentina a lot, and the ambassador was a very close friend, and he showed me the letter. And Andy, I cannot give you 3 years letter, because they wrote that they have to know you. I mean, they did the newcomer's letter. I was so cross. I tell you frankly, you know, I was for this fighting a lot to change the way of the entry service. Now it's better. And but because of that, I put this money aside. And now I can go to Mexico. Because if not, I would use the money for putting my house better and all that.
Of course.
And I couldn't.
A negative
you
experience
know, everything
cannot...
is part of the game.
Vai chorar, mas não hesitarei em seguir do meu jeito. Vou cantar.
So what do you hope to do when you now you're going back
I'm
to
Argentina? I'm not going to hope anything. I'm going to do it. Look how she arranged this. I'm going direct to Guadalajara. The people that invited me 2 years ago, they came. 2 months ago, I met them personally, and they want me to go in May also to Mexico again.
So you're doing a workshop or a program?
I go now because I'm invited to the fair. It's one of the more important fairs in the world. It's for this I take these copies
in
Spanish.
It's a fair.
Yeah, it's Frankfurt, Guadalajara, Mexico, and Buenos Aires are the three more important book fairs in the world. And I arrived there. I'm going to be in the house of a friend of mine in the time of Paris. She's a very well-known singer now, and she presents things in the fairy. And my other friend of mine from Barcelona, Argentine writer, she was living in Mexico, and I'm going to be with her in the fairy all the time. It's like Mother has arranged everything. And I go in April to Buenos Aires, it's the other fairy, and we're going to present this book that was not presented.
Okay, tell us the titles of these books that you're going to present.
Well,
are you going to take other books of Oroville, or are you just taking...
No, I take a lot of things from Oroville, but these are the three things in Spanish.
Yeah.
One, to present Oroville, because these for me were always excuses. When I came back to Argentina, Monoso has opened the doors of the Secretary of the Ministry of Education. I was working with a very good job because of Monoso. he opened the doors. And now I'm sure the Ternity game is going to be the same in Mexico. I'm going to get the publisher
for Monoso is a, is a book on poetry, and it's illustrated by Oroville children.
In the center school. You are the mother of Monoso.
And I made the cover.
Yes, you made the, well, the cover, you after the kid decided. You made Monoso.
This was published when?
The first, that is not the first
80, edition. 85?
85.
This or is Gina. Maybe 83 even.
No, 84. Yeah, between, I have the, and Toronto has the old copy. And this is Maya.
Yeah.
Gina. And wasn't it Laura, Pooja? This is Pooja. Yeah. This is me. Jyoti has made. It's not a beautiful portrait. Yeah. It's the best portrait that I have in my life.
And the other books. And tell me, Mother and Shrubindo have been translated into Spanish?
Not too much. And the translations are not good.
Okay.
I had to work more on that. I was doing a lot. I mean, but no books. I had to do the mother, because the mother that is in Spanish is not Shrubindo and is not the mother.
Oh, my God. This is the Eternity Game?
Medananda's
Eternity
Game. Based on, we play Lila here, we play the Finn Hall. Nobody used this book, yeah? That is amazing for our world.
And it has those cards that Yvonne had worked on.
64 cards, yeah.
Okay.
This was a beautiful edition that a friend of mine painted in Buenos Aires. That's very expensive. We're going. I asked for 12 copies, the same that now they print it in English after my Spanish edition. And I want to get it in French.
So who's Prisma printing?
Prisma is print, but not this one. The same that he does for, you know, very nice with the straw bag to put the, yeah, they
the
give me tomorrow, yeah.
Okay.
Everything is ready.
Okay, great.
But this next week, it's only one more week. Yeah.
And the last book is?
This is I made in Buenos Aires before coming, but we didn't have time to present it. Has at least...
poems.
Yeah. I tell you, it's like the autobiography, because all my poems are here from all the little books. And it's 10 or 12 pages in English.
Okay. Who translated them in English? Did you do it or did somebody?
Like the same that Monoso. At the time we were working with Bea and Roger.
Yeah.
These are my English translators.
Translators, yeah.
Sorry. And Guppy was my French translator. Monoso,
yeah.
Look, if I don't have pain for Monoso. Monoso is in French, in Italian, in Portuguese, in English, in Spanish, and in Bengali. And I don't get the money in Sayed to make this book that you have done with me.
Well, we hope, anyway, that will,
I'm going,
we hope that'll work out.
We're going to work it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, actually say that possible, the Tammy Leritash, because she did the translation. I mean, actually did the translation.
And do you have any idea of how much money you need to publish it?
Suzanne from Lumiere, she did. She gave me the money. I have that. But she's going to close because the Robinians go to Pondi now. She has not work. Yeah. If we don't change that also. Yeah.
So we're not protecting our own economy?
No, not at all.
Because
we have to talk about that, because
yes.
It's ignorance also.
Yeah.
Because people, I did these copies here in the sign, and they are very good.
Well,
and people go to Pondi to make one copy because it is a little cheaper. And what? It's our work, this, no? And it's a very, Morales is very good. I work always with him. He helped me a lot in this also. And Prisma also, if it's a little more expensive, we have to do it here, girl.
I know.
If not, what?
Yeah. We're not supporting the place we're living
in.
No,
but we have to talk about that, because I tell you frankly, some copies of the book, I did also opposite Toro Lake without thinking of that. We have to make the people consciousness. This I did consciousness, and I don't have a lot of money. But I say, no, I'm going to do it in Oroville, because they work very well in Pondicherry. I say, no. And that's beautiful.
Yeah.
I did a little more... I mean, at least to have these copies for the schools.
So you're going to sit in the International Book Fair in Buenos Aires?
No, in Guadalajara.
In Guadalajara and in Buenos Aires?
Yeah, in both, yeah.
And
Frankfurt,
you're going to take these books and somehow all of this has come together by divine grace.
By divine grace. This, in Buenos Aires, Eternity Game, a friend of mine gave me the money. And I say, well, when I sell the books, I give you back. And the country collapsed. I never could give the dollars back because the pesos were so many dollars. And he said, forget it. And I was selling this book to give food to my mother and to me because I didn't have work. This book gave us food.
Is your mother still with us?
No, it's for this I'm here. All of them.
So you looked after them all.
Yeah, my aunts, my mother, everybody goes, my father, and I'm free now.
So how many years have you been here now without going
five.
Back to your 5 years?
Five.
Okay.
I'm a little kind of coming back. Thanks a lot, I don't go to Buenos Aires first.
Yeah.
And I have a very deep contact with Mexico. I think it's going to be very good.
It'll be nice. So now we have one other Mexican here, Mariana.
Mariana is in my house.
And I hear she's going to be staying in your house. So that's wonderful.
I'm so close to her. She's very special. I tell you, well, you know, for the last year we were doing activities from, although Avid doesn't realize that we are doing Cali Exist, the house of Latin American indigenous. And anyway, we're going on doing things, no?
Yeah. Are you involved in any way with the international zone, or do you do
of
by
course.
Yourself? You do, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But they don't come usually. And I mean, when the Europeans speak, they don't realize B is the only one because he's also pushing for this America one.
Uh-huh.
Because for me, this continent and India are very connected.
Uh-huh.
And we're unity and diversity without doing anything. Americas.
Yeah.
No America, USA. America, the continent, yeah?
Yeah.
And I'm going to finish in USA.
Yeah.
And I say to Christian, look, also if you push me till the limit, I'm going to put the foot in Canada.
Yeah.
America one, I'm going to do it with my body.
Yeah.
From Tierra del Fuego to Canada.
Yeah, nice.
And I know that I'm going to do it. Yeah. I'm not. I know that. Yeah. Yeah.
So what are the other books you're going to take with you?
No, books what?
Books. Yeah.
No, for the ferry district, because in Spanish works.
You have to be in Spanish.
No, all the ones, brochure in Spanish, I was using, they are no more. They don't do anymore.
Okay.
They don't do brochure of the matrimonio in Spanish. I'm really cross. I don't know why. Never so many people speak in Spanish here. No budget.
Huh.
And the Spanish are not quite together for making that. Because before, we did with a few paisas, we share Nam and all that. Now it's a lot of Spanish people, they don't make.
Huh.
Because they are not really feeling this
need.
At the time, we were more really feeling that Oroville.
Perhaps also because the internet is there, and so perhaps...
I tell you, it has changed everything, internet.
Yeah.
My work has changed.
Yeah.
I'm doing the Abbey here, in
Oroville.
But it's not the same. It's not the same.
It's true.
You look in my Facebook, I put something that a boy say, I decide I'm not going to look at my cell phone. From today, I'm going to look at the landscape.
Yeah.
We lose the real thing.
Yeah.
But we have to pass through that, no?
I think so. And
yeah.
I think Oroville has to pass through all of these stages.
I hope so.
Of course, we all hope that... it will grow wiser. Tell me, you had a prayer that you met this
because
morning.
Because today is the 17th.
Yes.
And this morning I opened like that, Agenda 67. And I just read this. I don't know if I knew it before. It's the prayer of the cells of the body. Mother said, O Supreme Lord of the universe, we implore thee, give us the strength and the beauty, the harmonious perfection needed to be the divine instrument upon earth. You can read it better than me.
No, I think it's beautiful.
No, it's not my language. English. I translated it into Spanish already to take it there.
I think it's a very good message and it's very apt because
now
it seems like...
You know, two little things I want to clarify, I'm going to put in the news in the internet.
Yeah.
Because one is that some people didn't understand and they think that I'm asking for somebody coming with me to the trip. I mean, I'm offered my luggage to put you inside my luggage, but I don't need people coming with me.
Huh.
And they understood that too late to ask for people to come with you on the 25th. It's a way of to know that you are with me, from 10 rupees you could do it. And
you were asking for financial support, not a physical
somehow,
person.
Yeah,
yes.
But 10 rupees is nothing. From 10 rupees you could come with me.
Okay,
and
I
this
see.
Came because Helga, 1 month ago, told me, Anandi, put me in your luggage. And this made me think, I'm going to ask everybody to come in my luggage. Yeah. And I already got Mexican money and dollars because I have rupees. Yesterday evening, my head realized, and Andy, you are mad to go like that because everything that I have is in Orovia. My little house, my moped, and my bicycle. And the money when I came, I didn't put in the bank in dollars. That would be much useful for me today. But you know, I have the money anyway for going. It was rupees in the town hall of Oroville to use this money in Oroville, no? Mm-hmm. And Otto told me, don't worry, if you need money, I pass to the other account. But imagine, my money, my pension, little like that, come from Buenos Aires through dollars to rupees. When I'm going to take in South America with a card, pass again through dollars and Mexican money, it's going to be nothing. But it's for this I realized, no, Chandres told me, no, that the people in Oroville know, but the center has to send the money to USA to you. He's right. Because if not, it's going to be nothing when they get... But you know, I'm not worried. Because I know that she's taking care of me of that.
Is there anybody else doing the work of a liaison?
In Argentina? Yeah. No. I have friends interested in Shorovind and the mother, but not in collective things, any of them. Mm-hmm. Possible this time. I have one friend. She wants to come to Oroville for the last 2 years. She's very nice. And she lives in the province almost in Brazil, mm-hmm. in limit with Brazil. And we did a lot of things at the time. And I say to her, because she thinks that she's going to come back with me, but it's difficult now, Argentina. She's a lawyer. I mean, it's not easy to get money, you know? Mm-hmm. Dollars. Mm-hmm. Pesos is okay, but dollars? Mm-hmm. Worse than India, the change. And I say, well, Alejandrina, if you cannot come, you are going to work with me for Oroville. What do you say to me I'm going to do? But I think she could come back. She's very, very good energy from the mother. She's very sincere.
The collective work is a different work, isn't it? It takes a different kind of spirit. And for you, what do you
think? No, she could do because she was living in Brazil. Mm-hmm. She was living in Brazilian communities. She's like that. But most of the people in Buenos Aires are individuals. Mm-hmm. Very close to Shorovind and the mother. Don't ask me.
But what do you feel like in our collectivity in Oroville? How do you feel? Has it advanced? Has it progressed?
No, don't say it to me.
No, okay. No. So it's still in process.
No, it's worse. It's worse than before.
Yeah.
Because at that, but I tell you, Reno, if we could come now,
yeah,
it's not easy to see Oroville. When we were here, we were all time working for Oroville that was not built. Mm. We didn't have any other chance, not because we were great. We eat all together in the evening, talking about Shorovind and the mother, talking about how to build Oroville. It was 24 hours a day. Mm. Now the people arrive. They are very nice because they come, three tantos, tutatata, cinema, theater. It's difficult. And everything is building, so many buildings. Till they understand or live in India, understand Oroville, and put energy for doing. I tell you, it's not an easy issue.
Do you think in Oroville we've put a lot of energy more on the outer aspects of the construction and less
of
on
course.
The inner?
For instance, I say all the time like that in the meetings of International SOMA, one of the ones that the people don't like to listen, because more buildings. When we started meetings for America in Janet's house, we didn't want a pavilion. It's for this, we fight with the American pavilion because we say, Americans is all of us, and we don't want a pavilion now. We want to start activities like the French people do. Yes?
Yes.
But I didn't have people. Now I can do it because there's more people.
It makes more sense, doesn't it?
And after one day, you have a place.
And
but if not, there's so many buildings around. Yeah. We cannot use the building. No, everyone is going to have the library, the place for... It's ridiculous. We became too bourgeois. And everything is on the head. You know what?
That's all, why?
Sorry, people, what I'm going to say. We make Euroville till now. We are not making Euroville. Mm-hmm. Euroville. But Europe is collapsing. And now the locals come. Buma Palayan Village. Bula Kalayan Ville. Mm-hmm. I hope that for the 50th anniversary, we are going to start building Euroville again. We have to do that, Reno. If not, it's going to be a nice place.
What does building Oroville again for you really mean?
To have all the same aim. And I don't mind the same, and I'm a fascist in the latest comment. If we came here, all of us, for the same reason, we have to have this aim very clear on the front. If one person thinks against the mother, the other thinks against the dad, the other... Also, if we're all in the same direction, this building or of it is really a challenge. But if we're all in the different direction, we're not going to make it. If I'm a fascist, I accept it. And a religious person, because I talk about the mother, I accept it. I came here for her. I didn't come for all these people that they're against. You know what I mean? Yes. They have not a place here. I'm sorry to say that. And I say this with my heart.
Although in one of the agendas I remember reading, Mother said that it's not even so important that people don't understand Mother or Sri Aurobindo. It's better that they understand the charter and that they're excited by the project.
Yeah, but they're against the project and against the charter. No, I didn't know anything. When I came, I was so ridiculous that somebody asked me, have you read Sri Aurobindo? Yes, yes. I was reading The Adventure of the Consciousness also. It was not Aurobindo. I didn't read anything. I didn't know anything mentally about them. Something pushed me here when I saw a film of Louis Malle in Paris. And I came like that. And after I was building that, no, I'm not talking about the how you say, the agenda or the Bible. No, I'm talking about the, did you come here to make Aurobindo? To live with others for this dream, the charter and the dream of the mother, that's the thing that I think that is important.
I wonder, because also I feel that a lot of people are so occupied with survival in Oroville that so many people have to do some work that is outside or like that.
I don't agree.
So there are very little people that have time spent on building Oroville.
I don't agree. Renu, I always was working for Oroville with that one paisa back. But not only that, when I go abroad, I don't say my workshop is this. I'm going on outside, that is very difficult. Don't tell me that Oroville is difficult. Outside is much more difficult, expensive. There, I don't put price in my things.
And it works.
Poof, how I'm here. I came back. It's for this, it's a lack of trust, girl. And I'm going on saying that, and if they call me religious, I don't care. That's I understood true. That she takes care of me if I'm doing what I
and
have
And the
to
more,
do.
I think, the more one believes in that, the stronger the grace can be felt, and the stronger it exists.
Exactly.
And the more we are careful, and we put our money aside, and we keep our security.
You know what Sarasvati say? You have to have a pocket with a hole down. I put money if your pocket has a hole, and it goes out. If it's closed, I don't put money anymore. And if you keep your money in the bank to get interest, you have only this. Because I don't have any money like that, I have much more. And I take Air France airline like a queen. Who takes care of me? She takes care of me. I tell you, Frankie, this possibly is my experience, but at least to share. I don't listen that a lot in Oroville now.
No, I know, it's true.
We lost the magic of Oroville.
The magic is gone.
I
think the magic is being replaced by a utilitarian mindset.
Well, tell you frankly, the world, India went in this direction. Yeah. Who was talking about you for money in the village around? All of them want to have a big motorbike. And it's not only Oroville. Oroville is inside a world that 90s and 2000, they were wrongly. But now is something coming up. We have to at least go with this wage, you know?
So how long is your trip for?
Oof, my God, I don't know.
You don't know. So you have a one-way ticket?
I have a year ticket. Okay. Yeah, the people are asking me if I'm coming back. Of course I'm coming back. Where I'm going to go? Only if she showed me that I have to be working somewhere else. This I have to be humble enough. But my idea today, I took a ticket, the maximum that you could do is I'm going my birthday on the 25th, and I come back in Sherabindo's birthday. This is the ticket. But because I've been meeting in Woodstock in August, I don't think I'm going to come. September, possibly October. I have a lot of work to do, and I want to do there. I have to say that for the last 2-3 days, I'm feeling a little, not afraid, but are you okay? Where are you going? You're so well here. You don't have money enough. You don't have any. Shh, stop it. This morning I wake up and mother say, I trust you. If she trusts me, I can do it.
Great.
But I know it's nothing else.
So this I hope
is
you,
the secret.
So I hope it's a wonderful secret, and it's nice that you work on that kind of faith, and that, you know, it's hard to not want security. I mean, I
could imagine when the country has collapsed in Argentina. I did not have work. My mother didn't get any pension at the moment. We didn't have one paisa, girl. And nobody from abroad, I didn't get any hand. No from the family in Spain, no from Morovi, nobody. And my friends in Argentina, all the people had the money in the banks. And there you understand that you are really alone. How I'm here now? Because the thing gets. You just have to wait a little and have faith. I have faith. I'm very happy because I'm a faithful person.
So that's wonderful.
You know that.
I know, I know. And I hope you have a wonderful trip. I hope you're welcomed everywhere. And I hope you bring back many more people from South America to join us. Yes.
To go from the head to the heart.
Yes.
A little more.
A little bit more.
Please.
I think so.
Thank you, Reno.
Thank you, Anandi.